creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
On this episode of Culture Click, we continue our coverage of Voices of the Past Cemetery Discovery Walk 2014, presented by the Winona County Historical Society. This walk's theme centered around wartime during Winona's history. From the Gold Star Mothers to the USO to rationing and more, we explore how Winona went to war both on the front lines and on the home front. This week, we learn about the Winona chapter of the American Red Cross and their involvement during World War I and World War II. We'll also find out about the United Service Organization and how they played a role in helping the troops. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Culture Click. All right, everyone, gather around. We have lots of work to do. I'm Mrs. Franklin Rising, and I have just been selected Vice Chair of the Red Cross Society here in Winona. As you know, earlier this month, April 1917, our young men were called to fight the war in Europe, and we must do everything we can to support them. Thanks to the work of many local citizens, we have officially been declared an American Red Cross Society branch, and we must take action immediately. Even as we speak, committees are raising funds to support our work in any way they can. Why, our finance committee is planning card parties, a May festival, and collections of salvage, such as old newspapers and scrap rubber. We have instructions from Washington to supply hospital garments, surgical supplies, comfort bags, sweaters, and bandages, among other needed items.
Yes, and we must do our part. Why, just the other day, I received a letter from my son, Lieutenant Earl Neville, who is currently serving over in France in World War I. He wrote to me the wonderful things that the Red Cross is doing over there. Listen to this. The Red Cross is putting forth a grand effort to make our camp as home-like as possible. They have restrooms for soldiers and officers. The latter is very nice. A dining room for flying men, library, reading rooms, a once-a-month dance. You cannot imagine how we appreciate the bathhouse they built, and now a post-laundry is going up. If I were a girl and in no special line of work, I'd certainly be over here in the Red Cross service, for they are thought the world of by us all.
Oh, Catherine, your son is very brave. I have heard the fighting in France is fierce. I'm sure he will have many stories to tell when he returns home from the war. And let's pray this is the last war we ever have to fight. But now we must get to work. There's bandages, packages of goods for comfort bags, sweaters and blankets, and piles of cotton and linen to turn into usable items for our boys.
Yes.
Well, thank you all for your hard work during these past difficult years. And thank goodness the war is finally over.
Yes.
Everyone is calling it the war to end all wars. And won't that be a blessing?
Yes, it will be. Why, who are you and what are you doing here? Our work here is finished. The war has been over for 20 years.
Well, hello, Mrs. Neville and Mrs. Rising. Well, I'm Mrs. Charles Bizons, the secretary for the Red Cross chapter here in Winona. This is Mrs. Ward Lucas of the Citizens Service Corps. You may know them as the Victory Aides. And our local USO chairman here is Mr. Arthur Riding.
Nice to meet you.
Sadly, although World War I was supposed to be the war to end all wars, it wasn't. And here it is, 1942, and now we've come back here to continue the work that you started in World War I to support our troops. Mrs. Neville, I'm so sorry for the loss of your son, Earl, in that First World War. He was a true hero to all of us here in Winona, and it's just so right that our local VFW post here in town is named in his honor.
I waited and waited for my son to come home alive, but he never did. So many young men never made it home from France.
Yes, and sadly, here we are again. another world war. We're sending our young men overseas to fight. But here at home, we've got an important job to do on the home front.
And there's so much work to be done. We need 250 bed shirts, 50 sweaters, 50 pairs of mittens, 50 turtleneck sweaters for the Navy boys, and 50 pairs of socks. And that's just the beginning. We need every available sewer and knitter.
And both the Citizen Services Corps and the Red Cross have many classes to teach. Why, with all of the shortages, we have classes on how to use food stamps, classes on how to use your ration coupon books, classes on childcare for girls as young as junior high, and of course, first aid. We need everyone involved.
Our job at the USO is to provide relief and entertainment for our troops. That's an important job. Just this morning, I met with Gordon Clausewitz. You remember him. He was the former city editor of the Winona Republican Herald newspaper. Well, anyway, he gave me a copy of a letter he received from a soldier. I got a copy right here. And it says how much, the young soldier says, how much they appreciate the good work and the help that the service organizations and the USO and the ladies groups are doing to provide relief to the soldiers when they get a break away from the war.
And of course, each of our organizations is busy raising funds to support our goals. We're having a variety of fundraising events, and we're asking all of you in the public to help collect things like used rubber, used scrap iron, newspapers, pretty much anything that can be recycled and sold, and then we'll use those funds to support our projects.
Well, we've got a lot of projects. I got a whole list of them here. But, you know, in the case of the USO, now that stands for United Service Organization, we want to build a rec center over at the YMCA so that the young men have a place to go when they come home on leave, or if they come up from Camp McCoy. That's the camp over in Wisconsin that trains our soldiers.
Oh, and Arthur, the events that you plan. Remember the Halloween party?
And the dance.
And the dances. There was that big dance for the Fort McCoy boys. We had so many 17-year-old girls who wanted to be hostesses for the big dance, but we just couldn't allow it. Why, we had to appeal to their parents to make sure that the girls told us the truth about their ages.
I remember you having to take that ad out in the newspaper to make the appeal. Those girls were so disappointed, though.
Yeah, but those girls had the right idea. One of the projects that we did, well, actually a lot of the projects, were the various variety shows. And looking through the list here, the one that stands out is the one we did at the Teachers College.
Yes.
We did that for the boys from Camp McCoy. We called it the Spirit of 76. Now that was a lot of work to put that all together, but you know it was worth it because that gave the young men a chance to forget about the war, at least for one night.
Well, and we sold so many extra war bonds to those waiting in line.
That's
for the show.
Crowd.
Events such as this really help to lift the spirits of our boys, as well as generate a lot of money.
Well, the money was important, but the events themselves were the most important thing. And they were just a sideline to the work that Mrs. Lucas, you and your ladies groups and your victory aides did. That was very important to the war effort.
Oh, well, thank you, Arthur. And well, there was just a tremendous amount of support from the community. We had a woman volunteer from every block, over 500 women in total. Their job was to help with the civil defense. They assisted on projects such as rationing and salvage, nursing, assisting with blackout tests.
And I remember one of your main missions being to train as many people here right in Winona on first aid.
Oh, yes.
And you recruited so many people into nursing from that effort. And of course, your victory aides went door to door and helped us collect all these nice little necessity items that we could then package up and put in the Red Cross care kits and sent to both the men and the women who were serving overseas. They sure appreciated those.
Oh, one of our big projects was to train high school girls to provide childcare. Mm-hmm. There was a huge need for good childcare because so many women were being called to the workforce to replace the men who had been called to service.
The young women that you trained were very important because, as you said, so many of the fellows were called into service. Among my list of various items that we did, one of them was to collect winter clothing for young children, and we sent it overseas to Russia. Very cold over there, and they didn't have the clothing during wartime that some of the other places did. Another project, and this was a good one, was to organize groups of people, young people, to go out on the farms and help with the chores. So many of the farmers have been drafted or called into service, and it was important to get the work done on the farms to continue the food supply for the people here at home. So all these things were important, and they were all necessary to support the war effort here on the home front.
Well, and the community knew that our young men and women were sacrificing so much to keep us free and safe, that they were more than happy to do whatever they could to help here on the home front, as well as those overseas.
All of Winona County, and indeed the entire nation, really felt the sacrifices of war, even here on the home front. Let us hope and pray that this World War II truly is the last war we'll ever have to experience.
Amen.
Thank you.
Got the sweater done yet?
Thanks again to the Winona County Historical Society for sharing with us Voices of the Past Woodlawn Cemetery Discovery Walk 2014. Another thank you goes out to all the writers, those who researched, and the actors for their dedication to the walk. More information on the Winona County Historical Society can be found at www.winonahistory.org. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.